This month marks the 36th anniversary of the eruption of Mount St. Helens. This prompted a question from one of our listeners.
I'm Russ Keldorf from Seattle, and I'm wondering what could happen to Seattle and surrounding areas when Mount Rainier erupts.
Russ asked his question as part of our storytelling project, Local Wonder. Mount Rainier is an active volcano, and geologists say it's only a matter of time before an eruption occurs. So what will happen when that day comes? We sent KUOW reporter Joshua McNichols to Mount Rainier to find out.
Carolyn Dreger is a geologist. She was on Mount St. Helens studying it the day before it erupted in 1980. When it did erupt, it killed one of her colleagues, along with 56 other people. That's when she realized how little we really know about volcanoes. She has spent her life trying to correct that.
Now, Mount St. Helens was a master teacher. It trained people from around the world, and it was really the event that galvanized the geologist in the U.S. who were concerned with volcanic eruptions.
So what'll happen when Mount Rainier erupts? To find that out, Dreger takes me to a snowfield on Mount Rainier. She points to the spot where the eruption might start, in a crater near the peak, just over that ridge there. That's where the last big eruption happened, about 1,000 years ago. A new eruption would start with an ash cloud that punches into the sky.
What's it sound like?
Boom, boom, boom. You know, and then a sustained roar.
The ash cloud disrupts air traffic and gums up motors, but something bigger happens next. Lava spills out of the crater at the top of the mountain. Mount St. Helens might have put out a lot of ash, but Mount Rainier is all about the lava. Some lava flows out. Some comes out in blasts, carrying rocks with it.
You can envision that there would be blocks, you know, half the size of the visitor center here at Paradise, or the size of Volkswagens, and fine gray material being blasted into the atmosphere and then falling back on the snow surface.
And is that stuff hot too? It just melts the ice?
Yes, it's very hot, and it will melt the snow and ice it falls on.
The hot mess tumbles over cliffs.
When the lava flows encounter those very steep slopes, they break apart and make avalanches of hot rock and gas that is hurtling down mountain, maybe 100 miles per hour or so.
The lava stops flowing near the boundaries of the national park, but the water it melts creates a much bigger hazard, a flash flood that looks like concrete and chews up everything in its path. It pulls down trees. Giant boulders bounce on its surface, cracking as they collide with each other. It's called a lahar.
I imagine that might sound like a rocket launching or something.
Yeah, maybe so, a rocket launching, or maybe a train barreling down tracks in a place where no railroad tracks exist.
We follow the path of a historic lahar down the slope of Mount Rainier to a river bottom far below.
Right around here, we'll start looking for a trail.
This is where the National Lahar dropped most of its boulders and trees around 2,200 years ago.
I hope this knocks your socks off, but for a geologist, it's really great stuff.
A river has cut through the plain, revealing a cross-section of the lahar deposits.
So on our left, we're seeing this wall of rocks, big boulders, you know, the size of basketballs, and it looks like something that a human being has constructed.
Yeah, it's almost like some ancient Roman city wall.
It looks like a big ruin.
The town of Ording is built on lahar deposits. That tells us a lahar could surge through the area again someday. Scientists say Ording will probably have plenty of warning before an eruption, but just in case, there's a backup plan. When the siren goes off, people in Ording have roughly 40 minutes before the lahar hits.
I would encourage people to just be immediately moving towards higher ground, any way to get off of the valley floor in a hustle.
That's Scott Hines. He's with the Pierce County Department of Emergency Management. We're walking around a neighborhood full of cul-de-sacs, kids, and basketball hoops.
Now, these houses we're walking past here, they're two-story houses. Could people just climb up to the second story?
No, that would not be high enough to get out.
A lahar at Mount St. Helens proved that.
There's a famous picture of a house coming down the Toutle River and smashing into a bridge and demolishing the house. You know, it's why we want people to pre-plan and to have an escape route and to know how they're going to evacuate, because chaos during the evacuation is going to lead to more fatalities.
No one knows how big a lahar would be or how far it would travel, but Heinz wants to show me how far it could come. He takes me to Fireman's Park, high on a bluff above the port of Tacoma.
So you can see the cranes over there. You can see the rail yard. You can see 167 and I-5, a steady stream of semis that are coming in and out of port.
Everything we see, he told me, could be covered in cement-like mud by a lahar. Routes connecting Tacoma to Seattle could be buried. We'd have to dig them out. Tacoma could face shortages of food and supplies. Most of its hydroelectric dams and water sources also lie in lahar zones. Then there are long-term problems, decades of flooding and erosion as rivers cut new courses through fresh lahar deposits. Sediment settling in the ports of Tacoma and Seattle could cost billions of dollars to dredge. But Mount Rainier, the mountain that could cause so much devastation, also defines us as a region. It's deeply embedded in the culture here. It appears on our license plates and on our quarters.
Everybody has all these positive vibes from the volcano, and sometimes I feel like I'm gossiping about the prom queen when I tell people that I'm here to talk to them about the hazards from the volcano, and not everybody wants to hear that.
But Carolyn Dreger is a geologist, and she sees Mount Rainier and its eruptions as part of a much longer story. In the mountains around us, she sees the remnants of volcanoes that have come and gone. The Cowlitz chimneys to the east, they're made of cooled magma, the cores of volcanoes exposed by centuries of erosion.
You know, this is a relatively impermanent piece on our landscape. Our lifetimes are just too short to appreciate how much change can happen.
Mount Rainier could change dramatically in our lifetime. Statistics show there's a volcanic eruption in the Cascades 2 to 3 times every century. At the base of Mount Rainier, I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.
This story was inspired by a question from listener Russ Keldorf. You can hear more stories from our Local Wonder series at our website, KUOW.org. And while you're there, leave us your local wonder about the Puget Sound region. If your question is selected, a KUOW reporter will investigate it.